Thank you for this opportunity to present part of the results of a joint work with a colleague of mine. And I'll try to be brief. And first, I'd like to introduce some social active inclusion policies and with a few examples. The next, I'd like to introduce social protection and what is the poverty risk for the people with disabilities. And the last section will be on the independent living and long-term care policies and example. With respect to the social active inclusion, it was easy to identify from the reports that countries have introduced anti-discrimination laws, and there has been a progress with respect to protect them in the integration in the labor market, to provide them equal opportunities, to improve the accessibility. But from the report was also identified that there are shortcomings related to the implementations. That even though laws are at place, there are problems, and this law do not have reached a high level of intention in the face of implementation. Because, for example, in the case of Latvia, even though equality opportunity laws has been introduced, still there are shortcomings in the face of implementation. With respect to the education, mainstreaming education is not important only for providing equal rights to the people with, especially with children with disabilities, but is important in the later stage of life. And also in the previous presentation of Ben was identified that education is quite important to support people with disabilities in the later stages of their life, in the integration in the labor market. And for example, countries have contributed to improve school monitoring and avoid early leaving of children with disabilities from school. It was possible from a few data to identify that children with disabilities mainly have primary education, and in the their continuation in the high school and the university it's lower compared to the other students. According to the UN Convention rights, it's emphasized that it's important also that people with disabilities participate in the evaluation and decision-making process of new policies that address their needs. So countries have made improvements in this respect, and networks that are involved at governmental level in the process of decision-making have been created. And I would like here to mention the case of UK, Germany, where networks of people with disabilities have been created, and they do not participate only as simple observers, but also they evaluate and monitor policies that address their needs. So some examples here, I'd like to mention Hungary, which they have introduced this program, Don't Let Yourself Be Discriminated Against. And in Denmark, as a good example of mainstreaming education, is the example of Egmont High School, where children with disabilities and students with disabilities are integrated with other normal students. And with respect to empowering people with disabilities, a good example is the Instrument of Goal Agreement in Germany. As it concerns social protection and poverty risk, it was identified that there is a movement among countries from the medical approach toward the social model, which emphasizes the working ability of people with disabilities, and they try to integrate them in the labor market, and they try to offer them disability benefits, but also the possibility to offer some hours of work in the labor market. And the first approach has somehow contributed to reduce their, to improve their incomes, and as a result, to reduce the poverty risk. But from the reports, was for some countries that provided evidence, it was identified that women and elderly people are the ones that suffer from the poverty and exclusion compared to males and younger ones. But other study of Aplica identified, which looked at people with disabilities or those who have some strong limitations in activities, in this case, men were the ones who had the higher risk of poverty. And this, even though the study of Aplica looked only at the EU 15 countries, still these two results show that there are some, the picture of the poverty risk for people with disabilities is not so clear, considering that in some countries we find that women are at a higher risk of poverty, but in some others, men are at a higher risk of poverty. And this also emphasizes the importance of providing better data and also more research on the poverty risk for people with disabilities, not looking only at the gender difference or the age category, but it would be important to look also at the different degrees of disability or different types of disability. Another section that we focused on was the health and long-term care and what has been done with respect to provide more independent living. And new services have been introduced, and there is a trend among countries to move from institution to community-based services and to provide them a home-like environment. As a good example, here are the Nordic countries who have created community-based services for 24 hours, and people with disabilities have 24-hour services in this home-like environment. Another instrument was the direct payments, and this is a new approach that empowers people with disabilities in choosing and managing their own care. With this new instrument is recent, and even though people are more independent, people with disabilities are more independent to choose their own care, still there can be problems with respect to management and the affordability or how these amounts can provide them an adequate level of care. And the countries who have provided have provided these direct payments are UK, Slovakia, Germany, Italy, Austria, Czech Republic, and Netherlands. It was possible to identify also that with respect to the long-term care services, there are barriers in accessing these services, and the main causes are related to the legal framework, the affordability of care and unavailability of care and limited choice, as well as there are regional differences in providing such care. And as exampled here, with respect to the legal framework, I would like to mention the case of Malta, where there are no free medicines for people who have mental impairments, while for other people with other types of disabilities, such possibilities available. Affordability in case of Austria is related to the freeze in benefits levels. For example, in Austria since 1996, the indexation of benefits has not changed, while those who provide care services adapt their amounts quite regularly. And also in case of Hungary and Austria, there are regional differences. In Austria, for example, the service depends from the lender, and also it was identified that in Hungary, the western part has more access to the services compared to the other. And with the access to the service, is limited, and those who are left out mostly are young ones, those who have mental illness and learning and intellectual disabilities, or those who have complex care needs. And as an example, I would like to introduce that, I would like to say that in UK, Bulgaria and Norway, the younger ones have the higher probability to be in the institutions. And those personal budgets that were introduced, in case of UK, they are available only to those who have physical impairments, but not to those who have mental and mental health conditions. Also, in a case of Austria, people who have learning and intellectual disabilities, after their parents are not there any longer, they have the only option for them is to go to the institutions. And for those who have complex care needs, because of the complexity, they have to certain services are provided only to certain institutions and not at home. So some key messages are that mainstreaming education is very relevant and important, because if we want to provide them integration and inclusion, we should start from the early stages of life. So providing them education would help them to integrate in the labor market, have less income constraint and less poverty risk in the future. Would be also important would be to support the independent living, and as I emphasized, it's important also to provide good data and more research to the poverty risk.